This is Rheon Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 12th of January, and I am holding in my hand Scotland's constitutional future. Or rather, I'm holding in my hand a document purporting to be a consultation on Scotland's constitutional future that's been published yesterday by the Scotland Office. And I guess that the charitable thing to say is that the Scotland Office doesn't often do consultations. On its website, the last one I can find before this one is back in 2008. So unlike DEFRA or the Department of Communities and Local Government or the Ministry of Transport, who seem to be doing them every 5 minutes, maybe the authors of this particular document can be excused. Some of the things wrong with it are minor. There is no acknowledgement whatsoever of the government code of practice on consultation, which is supposed to be referred to in every one of them. So maybe they're not too aware of that. Of course, if they had been, they might then have been more inclined to make it a 12-week consultation. Instead of that, this is an 8-week consultation with a fairly unconvincing rationale of why it needs to be quick, having at the same time told us that this is one of the most important issues, vital, critical issues for the future of the UK. So you'd have thought that we'd want to do things properly. And to its credit, there are some other reasonable features of this consultation. Yes, there does appear to be an element of choice, although options might be gilding the lily a little bit. The options arise when it comes to choosing what's the best legislative vehicle that would enable a UK Parliament to equip a Holyrood Parliament with the legal authority to call a referendum. They seem to be okay. There are other matters to do with the question of the referendum and the timing, where the options really amount to, well, we think this, and clearly Alex Salmond thinks the other, and which of these two do you prefer? But there is something about this document, and I've struggled to put my finger on it, that makes me think this really isn't a proper consultation. Because we're familiar with best practice consultations, with consultors going out and saying, look, we're thinking about something. You give us your views because it'll influence us. It'll help us make up our minds. And I don't get that flavour of this document. Maybe they should remember that in legal, judicial terms, the hallmark of consultation is that proposals are meant to be at their formative stage. That's the first of the four gunning principles by which they judge. Are these proposals at formative stages? Or do we have here a policy document that's masquerading as a consultation? Don't we really have the British government saying, this is what we think? It's not really terribly interested. It doesn't come across as if it's terribly interested in knowing what people think. And of course, the irony is that in 2 weeks' time, the SNP government at Edinburgh may repeat exactly the same mistake, because they may also come out with a policy document with its views and pretend to be listening by saying, well, please give us your views. So I have this vision that what we've have on this occasion is megaphone negotiation with two presumably intransigent negotiating positions being published but masquerading as consultations. And that's not very good for consultation, because good consultation needs to be honest and above board. And I'm not entirely sure that this is.